Hi, this is Sandy.
And Chloe.
And this is the Hidden Cookies Podcast. Dong, 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 ding, dong, 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 dong. Kaka!
Look at us! We're doing it! We're back!
We can't be funny today. Good luck.
As if it, anything can stop us.
Kasi, ako I would say I'm at 80%. Ikaw?
60.5.
Ooh.
Yes, I can math now. Naintindihan ko ng fractions ngayon.
Aww.
I know, right?
I'm recovering from a projectile vomit episode.
Sana mo yung, it went through doors.
Well, it went through me. Bukod sa bawal umubo, bawal din tumawa. It's
yes.
Struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi na-exercise, bigla ang aking obliques.
I did not know the obliques were in the stomach.
I don't even know what they are. Ikaw, ba't ka naman 60.5%?
Kasi, nagising lang ako kahapon. I was just, there was something off, you know?
Isn't that the default?
More off than usual. Hey! Yeah, it's sakit ng aking throat.
Oh no, your instrument.
My instrument. Na lang binibigyan mo ko ng inyong lozenges.
Are you asking or
no,
saying?
No, buti na lang binibigyan mo.
I'm so thoughtful.
Yeah, papalitan ko naman. And
hopefully, hindi yung galing sa bibig mo.
Sumuka ka naman na anyway. So, what's the difference?
True, 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 true.
Tapos, alam mo yung sakit-sakit ng muscles mo?
Huh.
Okay. Is that your default?
Yeah. Hindi ko nga alam bakit nung with yung aking episode, pati wrists ko sumakit. Bakit? And even my knee. Just the one knee.
Is it your good knee?
I don't have a good knee.
Ah. Ay, di ba you do? Kasi the other knee got broken while in the shower.
Well, yun yung masakit.
Oh no, you're athletic.
I know.
So fact check, you do have a good knee. A better knee, maybe not good.
Yun na lang, a better knee. A less bad knee.
A less bad knee. Yun, hindi joints ko yung masakit, which is my usual. It's the muscles, which was weird. So yun, that's why I'm at 60.5.
But we are powering through.
Yes, for the fan. Pinag-usapan natin na we should probably continue the volumes we keep starting. The problem when you're so creative and have so many ideas, you keep starting things.
But look at us. May volume 2 na tayo.
Yeah.
This is volume 2 of our Hitchcock series.
Yes.
And today we're gonna talk about the birds. Nung volume 1 natin, na-introduce natin na we're gonna talk about Hitchcock's movies.
And we also established that we're not a fan of the man. We're a fan of the work.
And you used this movie as an example to show na bakit nga he was not good.
Understatement.
Ow! I'm sure mababalikan natin yung ilang points na shinare mo doon. Pero I have to say, I think this might be my favorite Hitchcock. I know for sure ito yung first na napanood ko.
Yeah.
And, ayun nga, I'm realizing it may be my favorite.
Ako, alam ko for sure Psycho ang first ko. Pero, yes, kung talagang straight horror, maybe this, pero kasi Rear Window, it's amazing. Mas gusto ko kasi yung setting ng Rear Window, they're just in that one space.
Ooh, setting-wise, ako naman, this may be my favorite.
Ah, a bodega.
Ang feelings ko sa The Birds versus Psycho, parang something connected. Tignan mo to.
Ooh.
Jane Austen.
Okay, okay. I think you need to lead the horse to water. I don't know what's happening.
Horse.
I called myself a horse.
kay Austin kasi, feeling ko, best book, yung structure, yung characters, Pride and Prejudice.
Uh-huh.
Pero favorite story ko, Persuasion.
Uh-huh. I see this. Yeah.
Kay Hitchcock, feeling ko Psycho ang best movie na talagang every Mm-mm. scene, every shot, the characters yeah. talagang
bamboozling.
Yeah. Pero, favorite ko yung The Birds. Not to say uh-huh. na pangit siya.
Yeah.
It's just that sa kanya talaga, siya talaga yung pinakagusto ko.
Yeah. Acknowledge yung galing ng isang work, but also acknowledge na preference mo lang yung story, yung structure, yung setting.
So, as you mentioned in Volume 1, si Tippi Hedren ang star ng The Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Ang story, nagsisimula sa kanya. Sa umpisa, nagpunta siya sa pet shop. She's looking for a bird.
A bird?
Foreshadowing.
Is it the bird?
Just a bird. Naghahanap lang siya for a gift. Hindi ko nga, pinakinggan ko, hindi naman minention. Doon sila nag-meet cute ni male lead, si Rod mm-hmm. Taylor. Nalaman niya, naghahanap naman ng lovebirds si Mitch
mm-hmm.
as a gift for his little sister na may birthday this weekend.
I just want to like, you don't gift live animals.
But apparently, obsessed yung sister niya. Si Tippi,
uh-huh.
aka Melanie Daniels, mm-hmm. yung the rich girl na anything she wants, pag dineside niya to do it, she'll just do it.
Yay.
So, nag-decide siya, oh, I'm gonna surprise Mitch and his sister. Dadalan ko sila ng lovebirds sa bahay nila. As in, pupunta siya, unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
Hanapin lang niya yung bahay nila sa Bodega Bay.
Mm-hmm. Via boat.
At magbo-boat siya in heels, in a suit, mm-hmm. in a mink coat.
Yes. Saka yung purse niya palaging,
yes,
you know.
At ang laman, lipstick.
Siguro. Or maybe nga, chapstick lang eh.
Hindi naman pinakita.
Oo.
So, sobrang nipis lang kasi nga wala pa siyang kailangan daling charger.
Mm-hmm. Power bank.
Mm-hmm. So, sa pagbisita niya, eto na.
Ah,
dito na lalabas ang The Birds. Yeah, so, it's basically over the weekend, yung small town ng Bodega Bay, magsasuffer sila ng unexplained attacks ng birds. As in, literal, hindi siya metaphor for anything.
Mm-hmm. Nobody was giving anybody the bird. Wala.
Oo.
It was actual birds.
So, yan yung premise ng whole movie. At ikaw, diba, you can summarize the movie, actually.
I can summarize your summary.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Lady arrives, birds. Kaka! Ah! That's it.
Succinct.
Yes.
Unahin na natin. Spoiler-full episode
ay,
to.
Oo.
As in, wala tayong ili-leave na stone mm-hmm. unturned.
Mm-hmm. No bird unstoned.
If only. Kung hindi nyo pa napapanood, again, we highly recommend
yeah.
this. Nood muna kayo.
And then come back to us.
Yeah, so hintay namin kayo. Just talking about the opening credits. Pinakita mo yun sa stories
yes.
natin, ano? May I say, grabe yung effect.
Yes.
Na-mention mo to dati, ngayon ko lang to napansin kasi inuulit-ulit naman natin to. And by the way, I do remember na we watched it together a few days ago. I
nice.
Remember.
Wow, capable couple of remembering my presence.
Never ko tong napansin, pero minention mo last time, naka-quotation marks nga ang name ni Tippi.
Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, feeling ni Alfred Hitchcock, the hubris. Na-discover niya si Tippi as well as he, nga, named her. Obsessed siya with the thought na he's molding and creating this star.
Wait, do you mean hindi niya real nickname yan? Binigay lang ni Hitchcock?
So her real name is Natalie K. Hedren. And then ni Hitchcock, it's too much. So he started calling her Topsa, which is a Swedish term of endearment, na nag-turn na into Tippi.
Oh, and then yun na ang kanyang professional name.
Yeah, as in, basically daw, he discovered her, he groomed her, and then he cast her in The Boyds.
I feel sorry for her na pati name niya.
Yeah. Though common naman yun sa mga artista, diba? Give themselves parang more memorable names. Pero,
except kasi this time, connected dun sa person na nagbigay sa yeah. kanya ng napakasamang experience.
Exactly. Pero ngayon ko lang napansin sa title na blue pala yung ano, I've always assumed black din yung words. Is it like a robin egg blue?
akala ko sasabihin mo, the Robin Hood effect. No, no, Mandela effect. Sinasabi natin, may mga unexplained bird attacks, mm-hmm. diba? So, umpisa, parang random lang, napansin ng mom ni Mitch na yung hens nila, hindi kumakain.
Yes.
And then, si Tippy, or si Melanie, can I just call her Tippy?
Let's call her Tippy.
After we said na fraught yung name.
Yeah. It's her name.
Sa boat, pabalik or papunta sa island, biglang in-attack siya. As in, hindi lang accidental, mm-hmm. parang in-attack siya ng seagull na nag-bleed siya.
Yeah. Na she had to hold the cotton to her wound in a very particular way.
May I share? Oh. So, we're talking about Letty. Nag-comment tayo, diba? Parang, ang weird. Bakit hindi mo nalang hawakan sa side ng head mm-hmm. mo? Eh siya, meron siyang parang naka-twist yung arm niya.
Uh-huh.
It was direction from Hitchcock.
Okay.
Para yung silhouette ng arm niya would look like the silhouette of a bird.
Oh my! Subtle!
Isa lang yun na nakita ko lang. Kasi nung isang araw na nanonood tayo, diba? Talaga hindi natin natiis na
yeah.
parang, what is this weird way of holding mm-hmm. your wound?
Yeah. Head wound. Tis but a head wound.
So, syempre, yung people sa small town, kumakalat na yung balita. Kasi unang-una, sino tong heiress na biglang nagpunta sa atin? Tapos, in-attack siya ng seagull. Tapos, unti-unti na kumakalat yung kwento. At unti-unti na rin lang napapansin, bakit nagmamas ang mga birds like sa schools,
yeah.
sa mga wire, until isa-isa na, ayan na.
Mm.
The death.
Ah, witchcraft! And hindi mo naman sila ma-blame for blaming this rando. Kasi nga, she suddenly came and then the birds came. Also, mm-hmm. grabe, she managed to stay with a stranger.
Yun na nga eh, from the start na parang, mag-decide ako, natatawid ako dun sa island.
For shits and giggles.
Just today,
yeah.
in my heels and suit.
And my pretty green coat.
Hindi ko alam saan siya nakatira.
Yeah.
Hahanapin ko na lang doon. Mm. At wala akong baon man lang
yep.
bag.
Yep. The audacity. Na she just stayed with some rando. And the rando let her stay with her.
Yung rando na sinasabi mo, si Suzanne Blachette, yes. si Annie, na isa ring character na na-meet natin na I like her character. Siya
yes.
yung school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hinted.
Hindi nga hinte.
Ex siya ni Mitch.
Yeah.
So, kawawa din yung kanyang feelings. Kasi, eto, may room for rent naman kasi siya.
Yeah.
So, she does expect randos, I guess. So, itong rando na nag-rent sa kanya, alam, nakikita niyang, ito yung
yeah.
interested si Mitch.
And sinabi niya na she is still interested din kay Mitch.
Kasi yung Bodega Bay, para siyang... We keep saying island.
Yeah.
Parang tatawid ka from San Francisco, mm-hmm. the main city. Hindi naman siya taga doon.
Yep.
Sabi niya, nagpunta lang siya doon because of Mitch.
Yeah.
And she stayed because of Mitch kahit nag-break na sila.
Yeah, kasi daw she just wants to stay friends. My girl. Girl.
So, ang doubly sad na, na nangyari sa kanya because she's gonna be one of the casualties.
Yeah, pecked to death.
Aww. So, isa-isa na, di ba, na parang nag-e-escalate
Mm-mm.
yung mga attacks, pero magsasubside.
Mm-mm.
Pag height ng attack, may namatay na isang farmer. As
yeah.
in, sa loob ng house niya, the windows
yeah.
are broken.
Isa naman, like, sumabog siya.
Oh, pero you're talking about that scene sa diner
yes.
gasoline shop.
That's, malayo naman siya dun sa gasoline station. Kasi ano ko, parang basta malapit ka sa gasoline station, don't light a cigarette.
Also, yung scene na yon, di ba siya yung isa sa mga naysayers
yeah.
na ang kanyang parang line, just kill them birds.
Yeah.
So, ano nangyari?
The birds killed them.
Yeah. By them, him.
Him.
Yun na nga, na, kasi nga naman, in a gasoline station, you don't light a match.
Di ba hindi? Di ba nag-go down the hill yung gas kasi na-peck? And then, nasa may parking lot siya ng diner, di ba?
Oh, was it not the parking lot of the gas station?
Or baka naman ito sa diner of the gas station?
Akala ko lang, nasa vicinity pa siya na para sabihin nga na you don't light a match there.
I think close enough na parang you should not. Pero nung panahon yun, they smoked in cars. They smoked while pregnant.
That's true.
They drank while pregnant.
even nga, even yung event na yon na, kasi sabi mo, yung gas, nagsimula, may bird attack na random sa tao sa gas station, kaya natapon yung gas, yung hose.
The hose.
Kaya, na-cover yung kalye ng gas. So, itong si unfortunate man na killed them birds.
Yeah. The birds killed them.
Pero siya, is that a better death? Kasi siya by fire than being pecked to death. Oh my God!
Kasi ang pecking to death, parang ang slow. Parang yung mga old-timey tortures.
As opposed to fire.
Let's assume namatay siya agad.
Yes, let's. So, this happens over a weekend lang naman eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi si Mitch mayaman siya. Weekend home lang niya sa Bodega Bay. Eventually, escalate na naman nga yung mga attacks. Yung scene na rin yun sa gas station, yun din yung famous scene na nasa, na-trap siya for a while si Melanie sa phone booth. Parang kasi isa yun sa mga scenes na matatandaan mo talaga kasi yun na yung height ng mga attacks.
Enclosed na space, mga birds just swarming, slamming into the glass.
Na nababasag na nila talaga. Medyo feeling na ni Tippy at ni Mitch at yung sister niya and his mom, parang wala na silang ibang choice kundi mag-hole up sa house nila.
Mm-mm.
Hintayin na lang nila kung matatapos or what. Doon yung pinaka, I think, worst part for both the character Melanie Daniels and si Tippy Hedren, di ba? Kasi ito yung time na yung attic nung house, doon nag-attack yung birds.
Na alam mo ba, nasabi ko ba yung last time, si Cary Grant happened to be on set that day watching her film that and he told her na she is the bravest woman he has ever met.
No! Oh, Cary Grant!
Yeah.
I love him. I
love him.
Na-distract ako, pero...
Yeah. Umiiyak ka ba?
Bakit? No, this is my, ano...
Resting BP face?
80% face. Bakit sinabi ni Cary Grant na brave si Tippy?
Kasi they were actual birds.
Yun yung sinabi mo, di ba, na hindi niya alam na ibabato sa kanya yung real birds?
Tapos, di ba, one of the birds, as in close to her eye na talaga, or nasugatan na siya near her eye, yung, kumbaga, nag-out of character na siya. Alam mo, anong ginawa ng mga tao? They just left her there to sob. Wala man lang umano sa kanya.
After the scene?
After the scene. As in, parang, parang siguro ang dating pa sa akin nung nabasa ko yun is ang reaction nila. Ang arte naman nito. Yun ang dating talaga sa akin. They just left her. Wala man lang nagtawag ng doktor.
Oh my God. Sa movie yun na talaga yung climactic attack na afternoon. Ang ending kasi... They do get to escape the island, pero sobrang si Melanie, nagkatatonic na siya, di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi ko alam yung part na yun.
Yung umiikot-ikot siya sa pader. Tapos, inano sa kanya ng doctor niya, 1 week's rest. Aba, nagalit pa si Hitchcock. Bakit ang tagal masyado? The only parang reason pumayag siya sa 1 week rest ni Tippy was, inano ng doctor, tinatry mo ba siyang patayin? Siguro parang inano, shit, baka... bad presto for me. Feeling ko talaga hindi pa rin siya like naniwala na it's a big enough issue to stop filming. It's more of for him na parang, oh no, bad press.
I feel really bad for Tippy. Sobra. Lalo na, ito yung aking next question kasi. So, we know more or less yung nangyari talaga sa movie. Kasi I want to ask you, what do you think of her acting sa movie?
Kasi, di ba first na nga, di ba?
Yes.
You see the newness.
Mm-hmm.
Pero una ko lang napanood to, hindi ko naman napansin yon. I think inanong brain ko is parang yung Eris siya, so she's stuck up, she's stiff. For me noon, yung acting niya was a little bit, I wouldn't say ominous, hindi naman siya as a character was not creepy. Pero yung pagka-stiff niya for me, parang, kasi nga, for the plot. Pero ngayon, I don't mind. I've seen worse acting.
Oh, yes. May nasa isip nga ako na, Hitchcock movie rin eh.
Have you seen Showgirls?
Sana naman.
I love naman that same movie. Same species.
Ako, naalala ko, parang nung una pa lang napanood ko, may, as you would say, may off na. Na parang minsan yung eyes niya, if I can say this, parang may mga moments na hindi enough terror. I'm so sorry to say it knowing...
She did experience actual terror.
Ngayong nire-rewatch ko na siya, At lalo na towards the end nga, yung after na siya, yeah, nung the big attack sa attic. Attack sa attic. Yung kanyang katatonya. Yeah. Wow, as in, nakuha niya talaga doon yung dead eyes. Mm-hmm. And hindi dead na walang expression. Yeah. Yung talagang from the terror.
Mm-hmm. And knowing what we know now sa pinagdaanan niya, feeling ko yung she was never fully comfortable.
Oh yes, oo nga.
So imagine mo ang feeling of vulnerability ng fear. Tapos gagawin mo sa harap ng man like Hitchcock after everything he puts you through. Parang feeling ko she was not willing to be vulnerable that way.
And the fact nga, first movie niya to.
Yes.
Aww. Yeah. No, kasi even if iniisip ko ngayon na parang ay, may mga moments na ang stiff niya, ang masasabi ko na ngayon, inconsistent lang siya. Kasi nga, may, yes, mga scenes na, again, towards the end, na parang ang galing-galing nga niya talaga.
Agree ako sa word na yun, inconsistent.
Oo.
Yeah. Dahil din sa kanya, as a grandmother, kay Dakota, inano niya talaga si Dakota na parang take no shit. Kaya din mo yung ginawa niya kay Ellen. Influence yun ni Tiffy, feeling ko.
No, good for her. Hindi ko particularly gusto, mm-mm, si Dakota, although I do love her house sa AD.
Yes, I know, yes.
Pero she's credited for yung isa sa mga unang nagsimula ng downfall ni Ellen.
Yeah.
Deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can believe that. And good for Tippy kung yun ang ipapass niya sa apo niya.
Yes.
And good for Dakota na may ganun siyang lesson.
Yep.
Still, speaking of Melanie at yung pagpunta niya sa Bodega Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I think yung question kasi, bakit nga ba in the movie, do you have a theory? Bakit nag-attack tong mga birds? As in, attack.
Una kong napanood, parang Jaws. Random lang. They just suddenly felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, nature. We've pissed her off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun ang ano for me. There's too many people. Peck the rise out. Yun ang aking theory.
Ako kasi, parang, I think from the first few times din, even ngayon, hindi ko matanggal sa isip ko, anong significance, kasi yung very first scene, nagsimula sa lovebirds, and very prominent, parang laging kinukunan, or yung mga shots, yung lovebirds in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
Nadadali niya, yung nasa boat, towards the island, di ba, may shot,
mm-hmm,
and then, tinadala niya sa house ni Kathy, the little, mm-hmm, girl. Tapos, throughout the movie rin, kahit na nag-a-attack na si Kathy, parang, can I please bring my lovebirds?
Girl! Priority.
Sa akin, hindi ko matanggal na something to do with Melanie bringing the caged birds dun sa, mm-hmm, island, na parang mong feel ko, aba, yun ang last straw na for these birds. Na, teka, you're bringing two of us na naka-cage. Parang pinapakita mo pa sa amin.
And also, very, hindi siya in-attack while she had the birds. She could have attacked her on the way to the house, eh. No, they attacked her after. Boom.
Oh my God.
Diba?
You're right.
Kasi naka-cage. What if they toss lang niya into the water yung kanilang brethren? No, they waited. Smart.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Pero may nabasa ako. Some lady wrote a book about it. Si Camille Paglia. For the anniversary of the movie. Uh-huh. Ang kanyang interpretation of the attack. It is a metaphor though for the primitive power of sexuality. I never saw that angle.
I don't get it.
Kasi specifically daw, female sexuality, because bird is a British slang term for woman. Pumunta si Melanie sa Bodega Bay para magpursue ng romantic relationship with Mitch. Tapos parang na-meet niya yung ex-girlfriend and yung overbearing mother, which is, you know, she is.
Okay.
Corruption din daw of human race. Parang they turned on humans for no particular reason. Because humanity itself has a penchant for senseless violence.
Penchant. I feel yung kanyang first explanation, it's a bit of a stretch.
I never saw the whole female thing. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. Parang, yeah, we get it na medyo ang aggressive ni Melanie. Image. We get it. Pero
maybe then kasi nga knowing what we know of Hitchcock.
Oh my God.
Na, yeah, women, you know, how he treats women. So, I wouldn't be surprised na din, baka nga based, baka siya inaral na si Hitchcock.
Oh.
Yung whole thing ni Hitchcock about women.
Oh, I hate blurg. Mas gusto ko pa yung isa mong theory na sinabi.
Hmm. Ay, yung aking theory, okay.
Yeah.
Na, so parang the birds, very at peace sila sa Bodega Bay. Very nature yung Bodega Bay, di ba? May lake sila to eat. Probably. Parang dumating sila si Melanie. Sila parang, this is one human too many. Oh. Get rid of them.
Kasi, ang nangyari talaga, siya naman lang yung nagbago sa island na yon. For may brief time, may brief scene na biniblame talaga nila si Melanie.
Yes.
Kasi nga, walang logic.
Mm-mm.
Ano lang nangyari? Dumating siya. So, sa sobrang takot nila, ibiblame siya.
Yeah. Baka nga kasi for the birds nga, na nila yung balance, masyado ng maraming tao talaga. It's enough.
Na-mention mo yung mother. Let's talk about the mother. May I say first, hindi mo kilala kasi si Jessica Tandy.
Kilala ko siya.
Oh, kasi nung sinabi ko sa'yo, sabi mo, eh?
I mean, hindi ako fan, but I know of her.
Kasi, shooketh ako a bit when I realized na siya yung nag-play ng mother ni Mitch. Kasi kilala ko lang siya as the Miss Daisy.
She's driving. Look at her.
She's driving herself.
Yeah.
Do you get the shades of incest?
Yes. We were discussing how we would discuss this episode. Tinanong mo, what do you think about the mom? Sagot ko tayo literally was incest. Sabi mo pa sa akin, not everything has to be. It do be.
I don't recall this. Kasi iniisip ko din dahil yung kanyang mga menacing look Melanie.
And also the description ni Annie of the mom was, when they were together, siya ni Mitch, she didn't like her. But when they broke up, ngayon friends na sila. Obviously, she does not want Mitch to have a relationship, especially the one that she cannot provide.
Ew.
Ew talaga.
Sa akin, the only thing talaga na para hindi mo iisipin yun, the way pinlay ni Rod Taylor. Kasi siya, kung siyang titignan mo, hindi mo iisipin talaga yung acting niya or even yung character na nililimit niya na si mother ay talaga lang
mother.
Possessive.
Yeah.
Clingy.
Pero pwede din kasi, before her husband died, hindi naman siya ganun eh. It's when her husband died, kasi kumbaga si Mitch, growing up, wala siyang ganung klaseng relationship with his mom sa formative years niya. Ngayon lang. Kasi nga, the dad died. May part of her life na she wanted someone to fill and only for her, si Mitch lang ang pwede. Eh, romantic yun eh.
Well, towards the end, diba, nung nagbe-breakdown na siya nung yung height na nung attack sa house, nadulas siya. Lumabas, diba, na parang sabi niya, why aren't you like your father?
Mm-mm.
Dun lumabas talaga.
Exactly.
So, yung, siguro yun lang din. Again, maybe it's a Hitchcock thing na yung mga looks niya sa umpisa, mapapaisip ka na parang, what's with this woman?
Mm-mm.
Incest?
Incest? Parang sa Psycho din, di ba? Si Guy, may weird thing siya sa mom niya. May thing talaga si Hitchcock eh. Na he sees women a certain way. And we know this. And he likes to literally see women in their dressing room. He's just like, I don't like the man at all.
Oo nga eh. And yet, gustong-gusto natin yung movies niya.
Yeah.
Even under a microscope.
Yes.
Just.
The feeling ko lang din, actually. It's she's still mourning so much. Feeling ko, kung di dumating si Melanie, it might have been a permanent thing. Pero, you know, feeling ko because of Melanie, she learned then to let go of him in that way.
There's a nice scene dun sa very end na may parang lull sa attacks, di ba? Natataka sila to the mainland. Dadali na nila si Melanie kasi medyo serious yung injuries niya.
Mm-hmm.
Na sobrang na-trauma si Melanie na nakahawak siya kay mother.
Yes.
Tapos parang nag-melt si mother.
Yes.
At parang yun yung moment na inaccept niya. Kailangan niya lang siguro talaga ng someone na to take care of like that.
Yes.
Pero again, I will contradict myself. She literally has a child, a daughter child.
Si Kathy. Yun din sabihin ko, but diba she still has a child? Or maybe she should get a puppy? I don't know.
Pero, you know what what I mean, di ba? Yeah. Tinignan niya si Melanie. Or maybe it just means na parang finally accepting niya na lang si Melanie. Mm-hmm. Just her. And also, yung times din naman nung movie, they valued their sons more than their daughters, I think. And kasi may pinag-usapan si Melanie and si Annie, si Suzanne Plachet, mm-hmm. na si mother, she's so scared of losing her son. Mm. Dapat isipin niya, she'll be gaining a daughter. Mm. So maybe that was the moment she realized, oh, I can have another daughter.
Yeah. Though she's not lacking in that department.
I said another.
Yeah. Pero like, where?
Minention mo kanina, sabi mo, gustong-gusto mo yung Rear Window na limited lang sila talaga in the one apartment. Mm-mm. Ako naman dito, medyo sa superficial, ano, without the birds, the deadly yes. birds, I would love to live in Bodega Bay.
Yeah, it's a real place, diba?
Iniisip ko kanina, may scene kasi na nagda-drive si Tippi papunta mm-hmm. nga, or around the island. Parang, iniisip ko, sobrang picturesque.
Ooh, scenic.
Sobrang ganda ng view. It cannot be a stage lang kasi yes. umaandar yung kotse.
Pero yung scene sa boat, yung nasa likod niya, para nasa background yung school, painted yon.
Actually, iniisip ko nga rin kasi diba, there another one of the attacks ng birds ay dun sa mga students sa school.
Yeah. I just want to point out, walang discrimination yung birds. Young, old, kill them all.
May namatay ba na bata?
Wala, pero you can see they were attacking. I think they had the intention.
Maybe masyadong maliit yung bata, hindi na nila kayang ganun
kababa.
It's
too low point.
Pero yung scene na yun na yung mga kids running away from the school, gusto ko nga rin to sabihin, obvious na obvious yung parts na, yung ang tawag sa ganun, green, hindi nga green screen eh. Mm-mm. Very primitive green screen yeah. lang. And yet, hindi siya nagde-develop na parang, oh my God, it's a B-movie na, it's so bad, kaya siya nakakatawa. You're still terrified.
Yeah.
Why?
Kasi, for me, naging, because of the parang lack of effects sa meron ngayon, hindi realistic yung birds. Mukha tuloy there's something wrong with them.
Love it.
So parang, creepy na nga ang crows, honestly. So I love them in concept, ang crow, di ba? Pero, there's, ano ba tawag doon? Yung uncanny valley? Yung, they look like the crow, a crow, but at the same time, there's something wrong with it. Kaya for me, it still works.
Love it. And to think, ha, 60.5%
mm-hmm.
ka lang
yan, baka nga 70 na.
Hmm. Ako yata bumaba na rin. Nag-meet na tayo at 70.
We're falling apart.
Crows ba yung nakakaalala kung bibigyan ka ng gifts? Or
I
is
think
that a raven?
So. I think they're both smart creatures.
Pero crows yung murder of crows,
yes.
di ba? Parang lahat yata ng Hitchcock leading ladies, iconic yung mga costumes. Mm. Or, I'm thinking kasi kanina, kino-compare ko kasi Another Blonde, si Eva Marie Saint sa mm-hmm. North by Northwest. I don't remember kung meron siyang iconic dress. I mentioned that kasi dito, because si Melanie / Tippi, unplanned yung kanyang weekend jaunt.
Yeah.
So, she's literally wearing one suit, one outfit for the whole weekend. But it just so happens to be an amazing outfit.
Chic. And you would think, kasi very nature-y yung setting din, except for when nasa loob siya ng bahay, she wouldn't stand out green on like, green.
Ang ganda nga ng shade ng green, which
yes.
I read, it's ano daw, O'Donnell.
The hell?
The Nile,
okay.
And bagay na bagay sa kanyang blondness.
Yes. High skin tone niya eh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Equivalent kasi ito, yung dress ni Grace Kelly sa Rear Window, yung introduction scene. Itong suit ni Melanie, ang simple lang, pero nga, you can see, oh, she's rich, and then, it's
yes.
Edith Head.
Oh, yung kay Grace Kelly na yon, pinakita sa'yo in an obvious way yung kanyang wealth, kasi she came from an event. Ito pinapakita sa'yo in a more subtle way na, ang simple ng pieces, for the quality, the tailoring, doon mo nakikita yung kayamanan niya.
Uh-huh. And the fact nga na parang, oh, pupunta lang ako, magbabangka ako in my suit.
And heels. And my fur coat. Yun pa, naka-fur coat siya. Bakit napikon yung mga ibon?
Hindi naman sa kanila galing yung fur.
Nature naman ang theory ko, not just birds. Na parang she has no respect.
Ang ending kasi ng movie, walang ending.
Yeah.
Diba? Walang, no explanation, no, walang wrap up.
Mm-mm. Parang walang kasing conclusion as to why and if it's over eh.
Yes. As in, they just managed to escape sa small window. Hindi mo alam kung mamamatay lahat dun sa Bodega Bay.
Yeah.
Yung bahay nila, obviously, ruined na.
Yep.
Wala, as in wala. Isa sa mga most unsettling things nung una ko itong pinanood na walang musical score. As in, para bang nanonood ka ng movie, tapos walang ganong klaseng parang mga musical cues.
Parang like sa Jaws na alam mo padating na si Shark at natatakot ka because naririnig mo yung dunun.
Dito, unsettled na unsettled ka na parang, bakit ganun? Anong nangyayari? You don't even understand what's happening and why. Tapos hindi mo rin alam, bakit walang music? Ano nangyayari? What movie am I watching? Mm.
Kasi nga, no, diba? Kasi birds are very musical creatures.
Pero wala silang music ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Except for the screams of their attacks.
No! No!
Bakit naging, naging parang banshee?
Dito na narinig ko ni Ko! No! No!
It's a horse?
It's a horse.
Yung meme. Is it a horse?
It's a horse.
Isa pa pala na pandagdag pa sa whole unsettling vibe, ang daming shots na yung characters nakatingin sa'yo.
Mm.
Yung nung nag-hysterics na yung isang mother na sinisisi si Melanie.
Yes.
And then si Melanie nung na-traumatized na siya doon sa bird attack, nung nakatingin siya sa'yo.
Yep.
Na parang ikaw din, hindi nga lang siya breaking the... Sino ka ba? Is it the fourth wall? Or anong POV?
Pero, oh God.
Talagang eerie. Ang mga movies, di ba, ang end credit, merong the end, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Dito sa The Birds, wala nang ang ending yung story, walang resolution, wala ring the end.
No.
I love it so much, it's so disturbing.
Na you know, parang there's more coming, hindi na lang napinakita sa'yo.
Or hindi nga, na parang, ang feeling mo parang, ha? Tapos, ano nangyari? Literally, mm-hmm. Ha?
Yes.
Adapted kasi to from the short story by Daphne du Maurier, diba?
Wow, she said it so well.
Did I Max Miller it?
You Max Miller did, except hindi as annoying.
Oh, thanks. Pero, apparently, the only similarity dun sa story is probably yung overall premise na birds attack and the title. Pero yung details, hindi naman nanggaling talaga sa short story.
Mm-hmm.
I would say lang na ang parang kaya parehong-pareho. Di ba, pag nagbabasa ka ng short story,
yay,
laging ganun, di ba? Parang, ha, bitin, ano ba to?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the same feeling na iniwan sa'yo ng movie.
Ikaw, no, nabasa mo na sabi mo yung The Birds. Ako hindi pa eh.
Yeah, pero I would say, I think only once. Kasi nga, it's not the kind of story that you would want to reread. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, comfort read.
Also, ikaw in particular, hindi ka mahilig sa horror talaga eh.
And short stories. I just don't get them. I mean, I get them. I just don't get them.
The Terracotta Bride is this short story that I love. Nabasa ko last year. Like around 50, less than 50 pages siya, if I remember correctly. Pero, ang hindi siya bitin at all. Ang galing. Anyway, chika lang.
Diba I tried? Meron akong biniling collection of, I forget, like Halloween stories or Christmas ghost stories.
Mm-mm.
Noong una pa lang, sinara ko na yung libro. There were 13. So una pa lang, hindi ko na kinaya.
Ah, pero Hotter Bride, hindi siya horror. It's about reincarnation and the afterlife. Ang ganda lang. Hindi siya horror at all. Zero scariness. Confusion lang na parang, what's happening?
Twilight Zone?
No, definitely talaga there's nothing scary about it, for me at least.
Eh, ba't naalala mo talking about horror?
No, naalala ko talking about short stories. Ah. Ang ganda kasi talaga. It was one of my favorite reads of last year. So I highly recommend, pero I still want to read The Birds by Daphne da blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I mean, I think nga mas ano dun eh, terrifying.
Ooh! You got me.
You got me at terrifying.
Yes. Yung real life event that also inspired the movie also happened in California.
Mm-hmm.
Ito kasi diba parang Bodega Bay. According kay Sybil Bargu,
ano siya, biological oceanographer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yung real life event wasn't a coordinated assault. Oh. Hindi to parang, oh, the bird had a military meeting.
Ooh.
And met, you pew pew.
War.
Kaka. Akala mo, at siguro while you're in the middle of it, akala mo, oh my God, we're being attacked by birds.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the real life, nangyari.
Yeah.
But actually, they were just crashing into walls because they were very disoriented. Because, we've already talked about this dati, they had consumed a domoic acid, which is toxic to them, and it is produced by a type of algae that I'm not gonna bother trying to pronounce yung name ng algae. Tapos pag ini-ingest pala siya ng birds, nagkakos siya ng confusion, disorientation, seizures, and ultimately, sadly, death. So basically, parang nalasing sila to the point of parang di nila alam what to do with themselves. Akala mga tao, they were being attacked. Siguro nga in that moment, feeling mo, why am I being attacked right now? And then they would have died whether or not they crashed or not.
Oh, that's sad.
That is very sad.
Although I must say, nung nagkukwento ka,
uh-huh,
yung itsura ko parang, oh my God, what is this brand new information? And then sabi mo, we just discussed this. Ah, really?
When we were having dinner tonight, sabi mo, di ba may algae involved? Ko, yes!
I know, but I totally, nung kinukwento mo talagang, I was wrapped. So parang, oh, what's this? What's this new story?
80%.
70. Kailan to nangyari?
It happened noong August 1961. It happened din pala sa North Monterey Bay. But aside from parang hurling themselves lang towards walls, kasi sumusuka pa yung mga bird.
Aww.
Sobra.
Na-remind lang ako na, kasi yung in real life pala, may explanation.
Yes.
Parang yung plagues.
Sorry. The plagues. Very understandable.
No, kasi... I finally found this documentary na hinahanap ko na may explanation, scientific explanation for all the 10 plagues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun lang yung point ko.
Interesting, interesting.
Maybe one day I shall do a deep dive.
A plague volume?
A plague-infested episode.
Yung story na yun, saan nangyari? Hitchcock lived pa in the area. Tumatawag pa siya ng mga local newspaper to ask them about if they had any information about it. So, sana sinama niya yun eh, the algae. Parang we had an explanation. Hindi nga mas maganda nga no, calculated attack eh, by them.
At saka, I like no, wala ngang explanation.
The heebie-jeebies.
Alam ko, ang dami nating na tutunan talaga na kawawa naman, unang-una, si Tippi Hedren.
Mm.
And, parang, we already know this, Hitchcock is an ass, a douche. Pero ito talaga, I think yung examples na yung sinasabi mo nga, we just have to separate the art. Kasi, even now na pinapanood natin pa rin ngayon, I think it's still amazing.
Yeah.
And yes, ako, highly recommend talaga to. It's one of those movies na, I would say, at least once, masabi mo lang na napanood mo ang The Birds.
Yeah. Tsaka agree ako, it's not in, iba inaano nila, it's science fiction.
Huh?
Horror, sci-fi. It,
what?
Like, we meet naman yung genres yun eh.
Pero when there is it. No, wala nang explanation, it's just,
yep.
Terror.
It's just horror for me.
We did it! Naka volume 2. Pero diba, ako talaga, I feel... madali natin ito mako-continue kasi meron pa tayong mga hindi napapanood na movies niya na we really must do it.
Yeah.
And we want to.
Mm.
Yeah, so we shall definitely continue this.
Yeah, magkaka-volume 3 to eventually.
Gusto ko yung disclaimer. Eventually.
Eventually. Parang we'll be back. It's also in eventually.
And I feel next time closer to 100%.
Yeah. We never are. Our version of it.
Talk to us on Facebook.
Hidden Cookies Podcast.
On Instagram.
At Hidden Cookies Podcast.
Send us an email or a bird.
Please don't send us a bird. Or the bird.
Pwede like a crochet.
A crochet bird. A crochet. The Hidden Killings Podcast at gmail.com.
Or buy us a coffee.
Or a bird.
No, ayoko dun pala.
So don't buy you a bird. Buy me a coffee / hidden cookie.
Thank you for listening.
See you.